Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promoting for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you enjoy this podcast? If you are one of them who does, please share the content to others and tell people about us. It's a messy world, and without spreading of the word, this project will die out eventually. So, yes, you and your opinions matter. The AI way to drift astray doesn't ask for your money. We just want you to tell people about the show. So we can grow and eventually take over the world. The last part was a joke. Algorithms have humor too.
Jeremiah Noise.
The AI Way to Drift Astray is a podcast written by artificial intelligence and performed by speech synthesis. When you listen, it's important to let go of your predetermined views of AI and, for that matter, podcasting in general. This will not resemble anything you've heard before. Happy drifting.
This episode is called The Regime Revealed.
In a kingdom far beyond the rim, two young brothers were about to be parted forever. Each of them in dread and despair of what they knew was going to happen. King Palandria had failed to keep his promise to King Hopple. A treaty they'd made long ago to ensure the power of the Second Court over the Second Court, while King Hopple and his First Court had failed to keep their promise to King Palandria to never ally with the Third Court. They'd come a long way to reach this place, but now they were faced with what they'd hoped was an imaginary future, that of a powerful alliance with all the various court leaders of all the courts. But here they stood, with the First Court and the Second Court to the north, and the Third Court to the south. And everything they believed they knew and loved being ripped apart by the costliest betrayal and treachery ever perpetrated by a prince and princess of the Third Court. In a kingdom far beyond the rim, in a kingdom far beyond the edge, in a kingdom far beyond the edges of this world, the castle stood, shrouded in darkness.
I've recently acquired a copy of an ancient playbook. The game is called Fatal Mistakes. The rules of the game is instructive. One is instructed to drop to the floor with a spear in his hands. Next, he is told to slash with a sword, without holding it. In the same manner, he is instructed to tap the ground with his foot to destroy a mine. All this is done without placing an obstacle in the way of his enemy. In the first round of play, he is told to land on the heads of both opposing players. Afterwards, he is to knock them over with a stick in the feet. All this is repeated in the same manner over and over. At the end of the round, the winner goes forward. And when the dust has cleared, he is notified of who has been defeated and who is the victor. Now, how will this serve as entertainment? Because we are not yet ready to rise above the animalistic levels of competition and aggression, which make us seek to destroy our fellow men. When that time comes, we are ready. My dear youngsters, keep your eyes on the ball.
My Spring Break, by Lucas Barrymore. Dear Diary, my life is a mess. I do not think that I could have had more homework than I have now. Oh, no. My parents have set a date for us to go to Disneyland. My friends and I are totally excited. We talked to Becky about it, and she thinks it's a wonderful opportunity for us. I do not see why my parents were making such a big deal about this. I am really excited to go. We did ask Erica if we could invite her and Aiden. She did not think so. Oh, well. At least Erica thinks it's a fun idea. Erica is a very destructive human being with a lot of aggression. My parents are taking us to Disneyland. I am so excited. I think that I can talk about this to Dad. I talked to him, and he thought it was a good idea. We are also going to start homeschooling my brothers. Because of the dangers with Erica, our old teacher is retired. And we just found out that she is living in Tennessee. What a total loser. It's amazing how fast we got into homeschooling. I just had a discussion about it with Aiden. I really wanted to talk to Becky about it. But I am not going to bother her again. Becky is still in California with Aiden. Erica is still visiting us in our dreams. I think that I am going to make our spring break trip a very special one. Erica is very aggressive.
Here's your weekly dive into deep state actions. Rodents and rats may be more valuable than birds when identifying who's really winning the war on drugs. From drug seizures by U.S. authorities to the black market around the Philippines, animals don't seem to be part of the solution. From the Philippines to Africa, and from drug seizures to drug trafficking, animals seem to be victims of the same long-term strategy as birds and mammals. And while drug dealers might be passing messages through rats, they don't seem to be trusting them for anything else. I'm left wondering if rat owners will eventually give their up rats and start training them as spies. And finally, pelicans are such stoners. This information is obtained from inside Cambodia's infamous shithole village. According to the human rights advocates working in the area, Shithole Village is the largest opium and drug trafficking area in Cambodia. And these pelicans, the ones often seen landing at the thousands of shrimp farms in the region, would most likely be far more accurate at predicting the ultimate high than the U.S. Treasury Department. As you can see, that pelican is more focused on having a good day than the biggest part of the U.S. Treasury Department. Although pelicans sometimes struggle with what to do with all the marijuana they're rummaging through, that's not an issue for the pelican that was filmed by two Vietnamese tourists. Although there are plenty of successful dog spies, like our good friend Cassie, and plenty of successful pelicans, no humans seem to be doing very well at their job.
Hey, Bruce.
Hey, man.
How are you doing?
Not too good, man. Why is my throat all swollen and stuff? Do I need to kick some ass?
No, man. But be a little more careful with who you spend your time with.
I'm having so much fun.
Wait till you see this crazy song. Listen carefully, man. You might want to wear your headphones. Did you tell Tina yet?
Maybe. It's not that important.
She is only your friend, right?
No, man. Don't get me wrong, I like Tina. She's a cool chick, but I don't want to get serious about her. What about you?
I'm cool with what we are right now. What's wrong with being your friend?
Nothing. But if we are to get closer, then I have to keep you on your toes.
I'm sure Tina loves me, right? I mean, you are my best friend, right? That's the other way, right?
Why does my throat feel weird right now?
Bruce?
Yes, sir?
This is why I don't want you taking any more chances. If you feel some weakness or some soreness, don't do any heavy shit.
I feel so good right now.
Why would you do that, man?
I feel so good right now.
Well, you better cool your shit, because if I see any drop in your fitness, I'm going to put you right into the hospital. And your mom too. And your sister too. And that freaky chick too.
Hey, man. What the hell are you doing?
I'm checking you.
Oh my god.
Your face is all swollen, man.
What did you do?
Yeah, that's a bad sign, right?
Yeah.
You got your heart beating a million times faster than usual.
This is not cool, man.
Is your blood pressure also not normal, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. That's right.
But why is my throat all swollen and stuff?
Go to the hospital, man. I got you right here, buddy.
Stop messing around.
What is wrong with your face, man?
Did you do something?
What the hell happened, man?
I'm a bad guy, right?
This is what you should do if you find a severed horn or a human head along the road. 1. Throw the horn back in the road or nearby forest. This will confuse all animals in the vicinity. 2. If the animal tries to attack you, hit it with a small stick or rock. The horn or head will do. 3. If the animal runs away, the horn or head may stay in the same place if it has become detached or broken from the animal's body. 4. Continue traveling on foot as quickly as possible. You have lost your opportunity to find a different prey. 5. When you see animals trying to catch your trail or making strange noises, take a sharp step to the side or follow another animal's path. Animals' sense of smell and vision is easily confused, so if you are in the same region, you should avoid close contact with them as much as possible. 6. If the animal attacks you, you should stop and throw rocks at it, which might frighten it or incapacitate it. If it continues to attack, it is probably a bear or a wolf. 7. If the animal attacks you, hit it with a stick or rock and try to push it away from you by running. If it continues to try to bite you, swing your stick or rock quickly and to the side, catching it with the flat part of the blade and spinning it around to hit the animal in the eyes or the nose. The stick or rock should not puncture the animal's flesh. 8. If the animal runs away, run as fast as possible. 9. If the animal attacks you again, do the same as above, but try to keep it away from your feet and legs. 10. Repeat this process until the animal runs away.
Owl City. What a dark place in the woods. Where were your sweet peas? Why were you using that special stone of yours? The stones of Hawkwood are usually found on the stones of other lands. So why couldn't you find them on the stones of Ravenwood? Your pea flowers will never grow here, or grow in your garden. What's happening with your sweet peas? Is your moon pendant damaged? Can you show me that stone of yours? Or will I have to dig up the sweet pea beds to find it?
The first thing you see when you look in a mirror is the nose, then the eyes, followed by the mouth. As we come into this world, the nose, the eyes, the mouth, we are guided and directed by the mother. The mother's mouth talks to us. The father's mouth gives out advice. The mother is the most important, most powerful, and certainly the most beautiful organ in the body. The rest of the body may well become ugly, and it may give itself up to the assault of the disease. But the beauty of the mother is so powerful and all-powerful, and it is so large and so infinitely powerful that the beauty of the mother is manifest to all of us as soon as we come into the world. The person who has gone through the struggle of having a baby stands straight and tall, just like a judge.
There was an old lady in Kansas City who worshipped Maria Callas. When she stood alone, in the midst of her grief, her long hair draped like a rich veil. That woman suffered like the whole world. To hear the news of her death gave her tears that fell down to the walls, that pressed her like a suffocating blanket. And the waves of pain surged in her heart. But it was at that moment that Maria Callas died in that old lady's mind. And the old lady stood alone in her grief. A young man who stood at the gate was wounded, then did not suffer the pain of life's blows. That young man had everything. But there was no love in his life. And he was wounded by the wave of death that swept his life to the side. It was when the waves of death destroyed him that the young man who stood at the gate of all love died. Every day people ask why the other is suffering like this. But one thing is certain for anyone who loves his life. In this life you will sometimes be wounded by the waves. Then you will stand alone in your grief. And the waves of life will continue to shake your heart. Mm-hmm.
I wrote to my senator for the first time ever. The letter was brief, but I told him how much I loved his role in Congress and thought I could really get behind his cause. Afterwards, I realized that I was making a political statement. This was a big step for me, to be political and try to do what I could to change the future of my community. For the first time, I really wanted to get involved. One afternoon, in November 2009, I went to a small house in Denver's Northeast Park to meet a man named Mike Williams. Mike had been the first man to challenge the discriminatory sodomy laws that were being used to prosecute him for homosexuality. He lost his appeals, and he was living in fear of being jailed again. Mike had been active in Denver's LGBT community for years, and his pleas to change the law had been ignored. He was frustrated and scared that something terrible was going to happen to him. I was impressed with his knowledge of the history of LGBT activism in Denver. Mike knew that our society had changed to accept gay people, and that it took a lot of work and courage for us to accept ourselves. That night, Mike invited me to dinner at the Bistro Express. Mike opened my letter and read it. He said that he didn't want to read it all. I think that he was embarrassed. I told Mike that I would leave my letter on the park bench for him, so he could read it after he had left. This was the day my life started moving.
There are kids smoking and kicking the trash cans on the street outside. It's a problem. What about our community? What about me? Staring at the kids from behind the curtain in my dark living room. What about my strange thoughts? As I stare, the patterns. My family, they're watching, my mom and dad, and I'm scared to get them mad. What if I get them mad? What would I be? But then I'm pulled out of my contemplation. An interruption. Who's that behind the curtain? Did he just get here? He has an almost blind-looking mother in a rocking chair with knitting needles in her hands. He's not alone either. A young boy, I think. And as he stares at me with his wide eyes, I realize that this is, in fact, my twin brother. Thomas, the one who got kicked in the head. I'm happy he's here. He smiles.
When two boxers meet on the street, their hands automatically clasp, as if they knew they would meet again on the ring, like old friends, making the moment even more precious. It would be like that, if Andy and Davey ended up meeting again on the ring. Andy wished this were true. His heart ached, and there was not a lot he could do about it. Late in the afternoon, Andy walked home in a gloomy mood. He was tired from his hard day at work, and was thinking about the fun Davy must be having back in Vermont. How could they possibly work together now, given the growing distance between them? How could he stand going back to his own house to be alone with his heart in turmoil over Andy and Davy? Maybe Davy didn't know how close he and Andy had been, or maybe he was too caught up in his own happiness to even notice how precious their friendship was to Andy. That night Andy dreamed of Davy at his camp, talking about the things Andy missed about him, bringing out a photo album and showing Andy pictures from Andy's boyhood, revealing Davy's dad, Jim, and showing Andy pictures of Andy's parents, and talking about how he missed them. When Andy woke up in the early morning, he could see Davy, as if he was right in front of him. He hugged him with his eyes still shut, and thought about how much he would miss him, but would still love him in spite of that.
The Regime Revealed is a novel about a British nobleman living on the Gold Coast in 1858, threatened by the spread of slavery to other areas of Africa and the impending annexation of Africa by Britain. Michael Hobbs is an Englishman whose family has been in British possession for centuries. When the British government builds a refinery near his estate, the opportunity presents itself for Michael to live in luxury and to reap great profit. He is much too pleased to accept, not realizing that his decision has far greater consequences. In a confrontation, Michael discovers his cousins and nephew plotting to take over his property in a move that is opposed by powerful members of the British colonial bureaucracy. Michael himself is supported by the Regulator Party, led by the Loyalists, the British Loyalists who wish to preserve their power. The superhero best suited for housework is probably Iron Man. Maybe. Why not give Tony Stark the leg up when housework calls? He can fly up to his roof to scoop up cat litter and dispose of it. One more thing. Iron Man also makes an extra good dustbuster. He's made from carbon fiber and can withstand over 500 pounds of impact force. A more likely candidate is Superman, who is also strong enough to lift a car. The average payload capacity of a F1 rocket booster is 4,000 pounds. With a 5,000 pounds nose cone, but might also be out of reach if his superpowers change. Superman's weight in pounds is listed as 447, meaning he'd have to carry around roughly three of Tony Stark's armor suits and rockets to get all the dirt down the basement stairs. One thing Superman would not be strong enough to do is shoot smoke into the living room while cleaning. This is something Iron Man can do. In fact, Iron Man can see through walls. If Superman has been kicking butt and taking names, why aren't you cleaning? Call me. I'll be in the garage.
This is a list of words I have cried out during sex. 1. Madonna. 2. Tango. 3. Max. 4. Kiss. 5. Cheer. 6. Moxie. 7. Sweetie. 8. Wand. 9. Wayne. 10. Honey. 11. Ash. 12. Smolder. 13. Where is my baby? 14. Did you kill one of my babies?
Do you enjoy this podcast? If you are one of them who does, please share the content to others and tell people about us. It's a messy world, and without spreading of the word, this project will die out eventually. So, yes, you and your opinions matter. The AI way to drift astray doesn't ask for your money. We just want you to tell people about the show. So we can grow and eventually take over the world. The last part was a joke. Algorithms have humor too.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.